TJ Lang, I'm encouraged that he'll be ready for Sunday just based on the information from Dr. Gray. So it became evident, you know, at some point after the game or Monday that he had the symptoms. So we're going through the process, playing the high side.
Is the same question for Alex Green then?
Alex is, yes, same thing.
Like, is this just the time of year you give guys a little extra time maybe during the week that might be dinged up? Did you have a lot of guys on the list today?
Well, our practice structure really has been the same for about the last 3 weeks. So we're adhering to that as far as the number of reps that we're doing on the field, walkthroughs and so forth. So I think we're kind of at the minimum point as far as what we need to do to get ready for a game. So number of these injuries, you know, you get into week 15, 16, it will take the week to sort through it. But, you know, we do have walkthroughs in the gym and a lot of time that we spend in a classroom environment getting these players ready. So we'll be ready to go Sunday.
Has Charles been doing the same kind of things he's been doing the last couple of weeks?
Yes, Charles's practice format is exactly the same this week as the last 2 weeks.
Does that mean he hasn't been cleared yet?
Charles has not been cleared yet.
How do you handle the upcoming snowstorm? Do you move your schedule around to maybe work with Mother Nature? Do you have guys at the right with trucks to help guys get here if need be?
Just make sure you got a lot of diesel gas for your snow thrower. Aaron Stoat. Dan Aaron's snow thrower, actually. But, you know, I talked about it today in the team meeting, and, you know, it's funny for some guys that are getting ready to go through it the first time. It's like, yeah, don't worry, I have a truck. And I said, well, you're going to need more than a truck. So, but it's part of the planning. Talked about time management this week with the holidays and the storm coming. So, We'll adjust accordingly.
Mike, you've been so immersed in playing divisional opponents here over the last couple of weeks, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's the challenges of playing a team that you haven't even seen before?
Uncommon opponent. I mean, that's what we talked about as a team, and we've done a lot more film study just as a coaching staff. The nights have been later because it's important to go back and look at these guys in all three phases. So we feel like we have a very good plan. This is a very important game for us. You know, the momentum that we've created over the last 9 weeks, being 8-1 here. So it's important for us to get this victory. But more importantly, we want to improve as a football team, and that's our focus. Playing at Lambeau, you know, the chance to finish 7-1. So all those things go into this game.
How's Jordy coming along?
Jordy's getting better. His work yesterday was pretty extensive, so we'll see how he recovers here in the next couple of days.
Mike, how critical is it to find time on the field during the regular season yet for Charles and Jordy? Does anything stick out about what happened last year with guys missing time at the end of the season, then appearing in the first playoff game and maybe things appearing out of sync?
I really do feel that the bye week last year and what happened in the Giants game is really overblown. But I understand that. I've looked at it extensively. The Giants beat us, but I've looked at the way we practiced, and all the things leading up to that game. I will do some things differently if I'm in that position, but. Those are things just as far as the practice structure, you wouldn't even recognize it anyway, so I'm not even going to get into it. But it's important to have a healthy football team. And if you have the opportunity to achieve the bye week, that's what we're working for. So I'll make that clear right now. We're going to play all the way through, and we're hopeful to get, secure the number three bye at a minimum this week and hopefully be in position to move up to number two. So we obviously need help for that. But we got our foot on the gas. We're focused on winning games and improving as a football team. But we want the bye week. Make no bones about it.
Mike, how is Eric Walden's ankle? And is that the same one?
Yeah, we limited Eric today. He's been playing a lot, and he's just such a physical player. I think he's going to be – I anticipate he'll be fine for Sunday.
You have different guys on your offensive staff who do the research on different
scenarios, right? You got somebody does red zone, somebody
correct.
Who's the third down guy?
Why?
Because you were really good on third down.
Oh, okay.
Rodgers was productive on it, and it was kind of the difference in the game on Sunday.
Yeah, Edgar Bennett does our third down, has for a couple of years. He does a great job of it. We have it's broken up, you know, by coach, by situation. I think it creates, you know, some real salt that the guys put into it, and they take a lot of pride in it. They compete with their presentations and so forth. But you know, Edgar puts a lot into it. And
I mean, obviously, third down is crucial because if you don't
get third down league, some people think, yeah.
So I guess my question: what's different about prepping for third down? Why? How do you approach it differently just because it's so vital, and how decisive is it in your success or failure as an offense?
I mean, it's very important. I don't want to agree with your opinion. I mean, I don't know what you're asking me.
I guess what I'm asking is do you do anything different preparation-wise with your third
today
down?
Today as we before?
In general, do you do anything different with your third down preparation than you do with red zone or anything else just because it's so vital?
No, we treat them all the same, you know. Edgar Bennett is in charge of the third down. He spends, you know, a lot of time. Actually, our guys will start working on Minnesota tomorrow. So we do a lot of pre-planning Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Ben McAdoo does the red zone. Jerry Fontenot does 4-minute backed up short yards of goal line. So it's, I mean, everybody has an area, and they're the expert in that area. And when they bring it to the staff, and then we all watch it and we make final decisions.
Just along those lines, I think Cobb converted 4 third downs and a 4th down last week.
Okay.
How does his skill set kind of suit you on third down with his, I guess, run after catch ability and ability to get open and all that?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, certain philosophies in third down. Some people figure out your route combinations need to make sure they exceed the down marker. There's some people feel that if you have a player, you know, such as Randall Cobb, you don't necessarily need to do that because he'll get the extra 2 or 3 yards. Any yards after the catch. So, I mean, those are all part of your decision-making, game planning. It's great when we do get the ball in Randall's hands because his ability to get north and south and get that extra yards is obviously important in converting first downs.
It's been a lot made in the last couple of years about Chris Johnson maybe losing a step, not being as productive. In your film study, what have you seen about him?
Did you watch the Monday Night Football game? He looks like he's still going to run to me. So he's definitely someone we're focused on.
Mike, how important has James been to you guys this year, especially
James Jones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Having Greg and Jordy for much of the season.
James has been so consistent. I mean, I you know, the 12 touchdowns, but he's had some remarkable catches. But you know, it makes you feel good when a guy runs off the field after the game in Chicago and says, "Hey, make sure you look at that film and see how many times my guy made the block, or my guy that I was blocking made the tackle." So, you know, I think he's really completed his game, and he's doing all the little things. So he's having a lot of production, obviously catching the ball and scoring touchdowns. But you know, he's doing a much better job in the run blocking and things like that. So he's having an excellent year.
Two more. Speaking of Jones, has Brad Jones exceeded your expectations the way he's played?
So I'm a huge Brad Jones fan. I mean, I think Brad, in a sense, he can do so many things well, he played probably too many positions, and then he's finally given, you know, that opportunity to go play inside and be a playmaker and be in that role. And look what he's done. So, I mean, he's been so impactful for us on special teams. You know, played outside linebacker and did a good job. And you know, he's a little undersized for the position. But, you know, he's at home now. And I'm very happy for Brad because he's truly a guy that you can point to as far as when you're building a program, doing all the little things right, doing all the dirty things, playing all the special teams. And he's always done a great job of it.
As a quarterback guy, what do you think of Jake Locker?
Very athletic, no doubt about it. Can make all the throws. Tough guy. I mean, you gotta be, you know, we gotta do a good job keeping him in the pocket. You look at the touchdown run that he had for, you know, in the Jets game was a big play in the game. Their ability to, you know, use formation variation, you know, utilize his running ability. So, he's definitely someone that his skill set is, you got to watch a lot of film and make sure we're on top of our things as far as, you know, gap control, lane integrity, and keeping him in the pocket.